Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paquette moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paquette scores. Brett moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Stinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bumbrey moves to third. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bumbrey scores. Jackson moves to second. It's Royals, 1, Orioles, 1. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Fitzmaurice scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeCinces scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeCinces scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeCinces scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Stinson and he is out, White applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeCinces settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Hendricks and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. McRae moves to third. It's 2-1, Royals. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Stinson reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. Cowens goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Stinson moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Patek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stinson scores. Patek scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Royals. Ross Grimsley now pitching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball four. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 6-2, Royals. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Jackson scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Royals. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Brett for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-1 in the game. DeCinces strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fitzmaurice, and towards White, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Bellinger. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Stinson bunts towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. Cowens moves to second. One out. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. Potek is walked intentionally. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to home to get McRae. Cowens moves to third. Potek moves to second. Two outs. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Tom Paquette. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford takes first base on ball four. Cowens scores. Potek moves to third. White moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-3 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Potek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Blair goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4 Royals. Mark Little now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Singleton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-2 in the game. Hendricks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles 4. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-3 in the game, with three singles. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-3 in the game. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-2 in the game. DeCinces takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles 4. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeCinces settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-2 in the game, with a double. he's got two RBIs. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Blair strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles 4. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 4 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendricks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Singleton moves to third. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, DeCinces hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles 4. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeCinces settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 4 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Royal Stillman pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Tony Muser pinch hits for Paul Blair. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.